From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Texas, Ohio, Vermont, and Rhode Island are holding presidential primaries today. It's a close race for Democrats between Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. On the Republican side, John McCain could officially seal the GOP nomination. Mike Huckabee is vowing to remain in the race until a candidate has reached the number of delegates needed to win. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Texas Secretary of State Phil Wilson is predicting a record turnout in today's presidential primary. Hundreds of thousands of Texans got a jump start on the balloting thanks to early voting. Wilson expects overall turnout to top 3 million voters, eclipsing the old record set 20 years ago. Ohio voters also had a chance to vote in advance of today's primary, and many took advantage of that. Ohio election watchers say there were lines out the door at some early voting sites yesterday. The Secretary of State is predicting more than half of Ohio's registered voters will take part in the presidential primary, up from 39% 4 years ago. Texas and Ohio offer the biggest delegate prizes today, but voter interest is high in Vermont and Rhode Island as well. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Antonio.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in the Middle East today, trying to jumpstart the peace process between the Israelis and Palestinians. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is traveling with Rice, who she says has talks scheduled in Ramallah and Jerusalem.
She's really trying to get the two sides talking again. Over the weekend, the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas suspended contacts with the Israelis after this very bloody Israeli offensive against Hamas in Gaza. The situation was sort of untenable for the Palestinians to continue this dialogue. Secretary Rice has been arguing and is trying to make the case to the Palestinians today that the longer the talks are suspended, the more it is a victory for those who do not want to see the peace process succeed. And by that, she means Hamas.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman. Police in West Palm Beach, Florida, say they still don't know why a 60-year-old man walked into a Wendy's fast food restaurant at lunchtime yesterday and began shooting. One man, a paramedic, who was killed and five others wounded before the gunman killed himself. Paul Miller is with the County Sheriff's Department.
He was carrying a semi-automatic handgun, at least two clips. We know he fired at least one clip, and he may have reloaded a second clip.
The gunman was identified as Auburn Edward Blake of West Palm Beach. Japanese stock prices closed flat today, rising just 0.1%. Asian oil markets held prices today about steady, near $104 a barrel overnight. But this morning, U.S. light crude fell by 26 cents to $102.19 a barrel. This is NPR News. California's ban on same-sex marriage will be reviewed by the state Supreme Court today. Justices will hear arguments on whether the ban discriminates against gays and lesbians. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Sarah Varney reports.
4 years ago, San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom ordered the city clerk to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Some 4,000 couples wed at City Hall until the state Supreme Court put an end to the wedding frenzy and nullified the licenses. In the lawsuits that followed, a Superior Court judge declared the state's same-sex marriage ban unconstitutional because it discriminates based on gender and violates the fundamental right to marry. An appeals court later rejected those arguments, saying gay men and lesbians can get most of the rights the state grants to married couples. At the state Supreme Court today, attorneys for the city and the couples will argue withholding marriage no longer makes sense, given California's long history of granting equal rights to gay men and lesbians. The state and conservative religious groups contend only California voters can change the marriage ban. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney in San Francisco.
A court in Iraq is dropping charges, at least for now, against two former Iraqi government officials accused of allowing Shiite death squads to use ambulances and government hospitals to carry out kidnappings and killings. Attorneys say that the officials were released due to lack of evidence. However, the charges could be reinstated if prosecutors successfully appeal. The trial began yesterday after a delay because witnesses failed to show up for the start of the case last month. At the time, officials did not say why the witnesses did not appear. They noted that Iraq does not have a witness protection program. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.